The Caretaker by Harold Pinter. I talked too much, that was my mistake. The same in the factory, standing there or in the breaks, I used to talk about things. And these men, they used to listen. Whenever I had anything to say, it was all right. The trouble was I used to have kind of hallucinations. That they weren't hallucinations. I just used to get the feeling I could see things very clearly. Everything was very clear and got very quiet and all this quiet in this clear side. It was, but maybe I was wrong. Anyway, someone must have said something. I didn't know anything about it. And some kind of lie must have got around. I thought people started being funny. In that cafe, the factory, I couldn't understand it. Then one day, they took me to a hospital right outside London and they got me there. I didn't want to go anyway. I tried to get out quite a few times, but it wasn't very easy. They asked me questions in there. They got me and asked me all sorts of questions. Well, I just told them when they wanted to know what my thoughts were. And then one day, this man, a doctor, I suppose, the head winner, he was quite a man of distinction, although I wasn't so sure about that. Anyway, he called me in, and he said, he told me I had something. Well, he said they concluded their examination, and that's what he said. He showed me a pile of papers, and he said that I'd got something, some complaint. And he said, it just said that, you see. You've got death, saying that's your complaint. And we're gonna do something to your brain.